Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, hello dear friends, good morning, such a beautiful, beautiful morning. Let me get started, practice. So, first, we will not practice, we will just do a blah 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 about holding brush. One friend asked the way of holding brush. Last night I was in the middle of a rush, not in the right mindset to make this video. Now I have time and excuse me for the background sound. So this is how I hold brush. This way I can pull, this way I can push. And another thing about it is this is a brush painting holding method. And if the most comfortable way to hold a brush is like this, to write a pen is like this, because you have everything rested in the most relaxed yet elegant way. And this way you write, the character is, I need to get my pen. I need to get my fountain pen later on. So this way you write, the pen is very comfortable, goes always to follow the flow direction. Do I make any sense? And in brush painting, what you need is not about letting the pen nib comfortable. It's more about straight and your hand to be straight. So this is the way to hold it. There are people holding it that way. And maybe because they are comfortable, they have better control this way. I do like this. I am comfortable with this. And it's like Chinese stroke. The teacher teaches you have a particular way. If you go against it, then some teacher will say you wrong. I am not so strict on that. As long as you get the flow of yourself and get the main character right. Of course, for example, yang, this is a stroke order. This is the stroke order. From left to right, from up to down. If you write this word this way, of course, it is so ugly, right? This is ugly. This is wrong. But mostly, if you do something a little bit against, this word, there is no way to go a different way, actually. Anyway, for example, Hai, my name. Some people put the dot early, some people put the line early. Anyway, there is some difference, but majority of the time, you follow the stroke order. And it's like holding the brush. You can, if you write this way, I think you still need something to support your hand. Here, this finger and this one. you can support. And only two of your fingers, I just feel not comfortable with it because I am trained or I am practicing always this way. And this way you get your little finger to support. And I have seen people teach beginner to hold the brush like this suspended. It's very difficult. Nobody can do it. I mean, there are people can do it, but it's very, very, very tiring and not, it's always kind of risky and you always not feel comfortable. So put your hand down. If your brush is too long, some of the long brush, you put your this hand down here. And you can put a little hand pillow or something like this can help you. Of course, it's not this round like this. Let's see if you have, or you have a stack of paper to let you rest. It's also a way. So make sure you have enough support. Once you have enough support to allow you stay stable, to allow you stay comfortable, to allow you stay supported, then your hand, the real moving part, can make the best movement. Do I make sense? This is not even theory. This is common sense, right? It's the same as doing anything. Use this common sense. You are right. All the method developed through our common sense, I think. And my video is never about fact. It's never about truth. It's always about nothing. Anyway, so that's the way to hold that brush. Now I get my pen. Okay, hello dear friends. Here is, I am on Patreon. And there are different levels of supporting. And from time to time, I post some special for Patreon patrons to do as my appreciation for your support. Thank you. Very, very much. Okay, now let's talk about pen. This fountain pen, the nib, has a certain direction. If you go this way, it just hear it. It's not comfortable. This is the right way to do it, right? So it's your hand is supported. When you do calligraphy, sometimes you are a little bit more rigid than the relaxing way. This relaxing way, you can write very relaxed. And if you do calligraphy, there is a chance you do it more, a little bit more tilted. Tilted. Why are you so tilted? I'm sorry, I'm not in the mood, not yet practiced. Anyway, something like it, your hand a little bit tilted, but you do not write this way. It's against the grain of the brush. You never, ever, ever, never do this, okay? You ever, never. So, because we are not use a fountain pen, in China, students at early age use pencil and then we use a fountain pen. Now I do not think people use fountain so much about fountain pen. It's a It's an elegant thing. And people now use this ballpoint pen. Then there is no direction, not so much. Still, this way you can feel not comfortable. It's more easy to write this way, to follow this way, right? If you are left hand, you are a little bit slanted to that way. Oh, yeah. How do you write A? I do not know. This is against. It's like you write character this way. It's against the grain of the direction of the brush, the pen. It's very uncomfortable. Okay, I have to say this. When I teach a student, and in my old time, when I write Chinese calligraphy, when I was young, 5 years old, I start to write one newspaper page every day, something like by my parents' order. Sometimes as I was writing, my father will come to me and try to pull it. And the reason is, once you hold it strong, people cannot even pull it away. That is the way to hold it. You have to be so strong holding it when you learn it. And if you hold it very light, it will be too easy to pull it away. And so there is a very strict way of doing things. You have to do this way, that way, the way of holding brush, the way of holding pen. I feel I may be very wrong to hold the pen this way, but I feel it's a nice way to hold. And this is the thing I want to say. I see some student, and sometimes I go to coffee shop, the most elegant the most elegant person, and writing like this, and with the hand like this. And, oh, that makes me so uncomfortable. Well, they are very empowering for their individuality, but I just, too old-timer, and some write this way. And I feel so uncomfortable to see this, and some write this way. How they hold it, and they write very beautifully. So I should not judge anybody, but it's a way of holding, it's a choice. And no comments. Anyway, that's how we hold brush. Not so strict. It's your personal choice to be pretty, to be elegant, to be clumsy, to be strong, to be soft or not. But there is a way, but you will find your true feeling of the brush. And even I hold the brush this way, I just feel not comfortable this way. Hold it. I like to let it stress, relaxed, maybe this way, maybe this way. Hold it this way. Do not feel comfortable. Anyway, that's my blah, 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 or nagging. What is that word? That's my rum? Rye, no? That's... Okay, since I am here, I will try to write some calligraphy. Last night, I was not in a quiet mood. Oh, this one explained it very well. So I need my heart quiet. 静, 心, 心, 静, heart. Peaceful, peaceful heart, 静心，心静。静静，心静，静心，静心，心。静神，神静，maybe just one word, quiet, peace. 静 is no sound, quiet, peace. I just need.宁静，静。It's so much easier to write in this kind of paper than those. 静。Maybe I will write on some other paper. Slow down.Hello, dear friends. So here is an ad for my podcast. So I have a podcast with stories, with blah, blah, blah. If you are interested, go to my podcast to listen to these stories. And they are under the description of this video. Thank you. Okay, let me try this page.No idea if it works or not. Or not. Get the ink ready. Get the color ready. Gee. Too much ink. Oh, this is too wide. Okay, hello dear friends. I will take this opportunity to introduce you my Etsy shop. And here are the products I sell on Etsy: art supply, lemon curds, original painting, brushes, and ceramics, and cooking, and tea, and all these things. If you want to help me to support, I really appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, so these are on my Etsy shop. If you want to support me to keep on listening to blah, blah, blah about Chinese painting brush and these things, you can support me through this bookmarks and other things. Well, if you do not support, I will still do it. Thank you very, very much. I love you. I really do. Do. Bye bye, friends. Peace. Quiet. Calm down. Undisturbed, not turbulent. Controlled. Holding. Quiet. Silent. Silence. Silencio. Silencio. Silencio.